This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Beautiful humans of the world, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene. Let me try that again. Beautiful humans of the world, it's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene Pearl, and I'm Danny. And I know you're going to use that first take and you're going to leave it in. It's embarrassing.
I thought you were going to, when you repeat it, I thought you were going to repeat it and put Pearl's name first. And that's why you were like, sorry. Beautiful humans.
Yeah, no. And we're pumped that you're listening. And I would love to launch this podcast with a question that I've been dying to know all week.
What, mate?
Okay.
So
Keep it relevant.
Oh, it's super relevant. I was reaching for my, what's it called? Orange powder, diatomaceous earth, but it's healthy, baobab. And well, diatomaceous earth is healthy too, but you know what I mean. And so I was reaching for my orange diatomaceous earth, baobab. And behind it, I saw a straggler who's been hiding for who knows how long. It was the chocolate whey. And the reason is I don't do the whey protein anymore.
No, you haven't done whey in a long time.
Right. So, but it was hidden so my kids could do it.
And
but
new peeps in the room. He just is off dairy for his gut while it heals.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, or forever. So, it made me think, what are the shelf lives on these products?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Which of them can last a year? Like, are there any that are shorter shelf lives? Because I didn't see a date. And that's because I know it lasts so long. But I'm curious. What's
the
shelf
especially
life?
With the whey, there's no oxidation there because there's no cholesterol in our whey because it's just the isolated protein.
Yeah, so you get the whey concentrate and you've got little bits of fat, little bits of sugar
in
there still.
Yeah, so there's none in that. So honestly, I'm not going to be like a big authority and say this lasts for that long and that lasts for this long, but I've got products because we get slash products.
That's what we use.
We get stuff that got slashed at the warehouses when it got opened.
Yeah.
All of our families on the hilltop, there's a slash day.
Yeah.
We call it where the factory brings out all of the product where the workers opening the boxes have got those big Stanley knives and cut all open. And so we all live off that and they're all dated.
I mean,
we're all dated alive.
Because we get lots. John's talking. Yeah. And you still, and still good. Yeah. John said he's got original 2016 whey protein from a huge bulk slash that got slashed and he still uses it.
No bad taste, no problems. Are there any of our powdered bagged products that we say, use it within a year?
I would, the baking blend, because it has a nut powder in it, I like to keep mine in the fridge after a certain date.
Do you? I don't even.
I do.
But yeah, I mean, I've got Glucky that's 2 years old that I still use.
Oh, I use Glucky. I think I've got an original bag of Glucky since we first got Glucky. No.
I mean, do other products that compare to the products we sell, do they have that type of shelf life where it's like almost always good?
I don't know. Well, hey, did you ever eat one of our moldy cookies? I would just say it. We're standing
just so we
here talking about how great
too well.
Our products are. And then I just had
curious.
This moldy cookie. Whole
well, the reason why they were moldy is because they were so jolly pure and there wasn't any junk and then we weren't
There's
about
no
to put preservatives.
Oh, you're adding liquids.
But guess what?
Dry powders are a whole different
We are coming out with our cookies. Oh, we have been tasting the latest and they're great.
Did you say kettle of fish?
I did.
You sighed when I said the cookie was great. Please encourage the people.
No, because it's been almost a year of trying to get
But the latest cookie tastes great.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to mold.
I know, Serene.
But what's the phrase? More fun than a kettle of fish? What?
A whole nother.
Okay, yeah. Like the next level. Yeah. Or a whole nother.
It's like it's just to a
ball
different,
of wax.
Just okay, so hey, we're
a whole different story.
We're only 3 minutes 49 in and I'm going to steer it to topic.
Yes. Danny, are you going to get offended that she's steering you
but
to topic?
But you're not better than us.
No, I'm not. Just only slightly. If I am, it's just slightly enough that it works.
I thought I would have this topic today on how to order wisely when you go to a coffee shop.
Oh, would you please address this?
I would.
I've been having nightmare worries about all of our lovely people.
No, not all of our lovely people, but we have noticed some things and that's fine. I want to give love and correction.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I just mean because we're coming out with a cafe, we've already got our cafe and we're coming out with more because there is going to be the classicness of cream and half mm-hmm. there. I was worried that that was like a big endorsement from us. That's all.
Oh, well. So now we, as you all know, most of you know, we have a cafe now and it's been going since the beginning of the year and we're starting to franchise. Our first one's going to be in Fort Worth, Texas. And then we're going to go on from there. And hopefully we're going to take over the world with Blue Butterfly Cafes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, guys. So are we saying the name?
Did we not say Blue Butterfly Cafe here?
We've never said it to anybody.
And I just dropped it. I did say it on the Facebook group.
Okay, great. So it's the Blue Butterfly Cafe.
I love that.
No trim, healthy, whatever that is. Because well, the reason. Businessmen won't care.
Yeah.
Millennial teenagers won't care. We want to reach out to the world.
Blue Butterfly. We don't want people to ostracize people to see Trim Healthy Cafe and they think, well, I'm not looking for trim and I'm not interested in healthy at this moment. Maybe I can't even walk in there. We want to we want to almost have it as a side while I'm walking in here because Blue Butterfly Cafe looks very cool. And look, I get these healthy options. Wow.
Maybe as a subtitle, like Blue Butterfly Cafe,
we got
trim
subtitle,
healthy
dude.
Options.
A no, trim it's called healthy a trim healthy experience.
Hey.
because it's more than a coffee house, it's a bakery. Not only are we going to have our in-house baked goods like we do here
in
Centerville, like we do here, but
cinnamon rolls,
artisanal sourdough bread. The real deal.
Well, guess
the butterfly bread that metamorphoses your microbiome.
Oh my gosh.
And of course, it's also going to be a pizzeria.
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be a place where you get your healthy bowls, rice bowls, salad bowls, or all of these things.
It's going to be your nothing. Like
breakfast
go big or go
place
home.
Where you get your, you know.
Tell me there's going to be one in town and not only an hour into the country of every city. No matter what city you live in, you only got to drive an hour
into the
country.
Our first franchise, we stuck it in Podunk backyard here because it was just our like little test, our test thing. But the first real franchise is in Fort Worth on a major, busy, wonderful
eye candy
road.
Proper real estate.
I want to go camp, like put up a tent, right, and live in that area.
Yeah, why out there? Or just partner?
Well, because we have the most Trim Healthy Mamas of all in that
area.
In
Texas,
so of course we'd get them to like, you know, be a great support.
That's brilliant.
But that area is it's a health seeking area, right? In that area, it's near a Sprouts. It's got like your Birkenstock down the road and it's got your salad spots. But
Birkenstock.
But it's also got a lot of workers. So a lot of foot traffic, a lot of road traffic where you've just got your people that are your professionals and they'd come there for lunch or they'd just come there for breakfast or, you know, we're going to have pizza open for dinner and
good.
Things like
I'm
that.
I'm going to steer you back now to the main subject.
Yeah, please.
Okay,
steer me
can
back.
The second store be in Nashville? Franklin?
Eventually we will have a Frankie.
How
eventually.
Can you not have a store in your town?
I know, eventually, but right now we do have a store in our Podunk.
That's true.
You can come out here, Dan.
And the Podunk is pizza, though?
Not yet, but it will be.
You're going to do it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy. Carry on. My wayward.
Carry on.
Sons.
I'm going to sit down. We're all standing up.
Yeah, we're trying to do the like, you know, we've sat for an hour. It's like akin to smoking. We need to stand now.
I'm standing up eating a salad, people.
Yeah, look at that.
So
I want to do some ASMR.
I wanted to talk about how to order wisely from a cafe. Now, not to say when you come into the Trim Healthy Mama Cafe or Blue Butterfly Cafe, I should call it, and you make your long trek and let's say you're doing a pilgrimage from Minnesota there is no way that I'm going to like, shake my finger at you and say, naughty, naughty, you're having a brevet. I'm going to say, I love you. Enjoy your brevet. But I do want to talk about options.
No,
if
we
you're
going to say,
wisely order from a cafe frequently. Can I finish my sentence?
No.
If you're going to order frequently from a cafe, we're going to give you all the wisest options today.
Right. My point is even if you haven't come from Minneapolis, maybe you've come from 15 minutes down the road, but it's your jolly birthday or you're with a best friend and it's her, like you're celebrating her new baby announcement or it's your anniversary or maybe it's just your once a month, like I'm going to splurge. Well, maybe it's your once a week, I get some little treat.
I wouldn't do a brevet once a week.
No, okay, but yeah.
And I'll talk about that soon.
Yeah, neither would I, but I'm just trying to go in cool and calm and collected.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to talk about. What's a brevet? But here I want to say, so how do you order wisely? Let's say it's not the Blue Butterfly Cafe. Let's say it's Starbucks. Also, let's say it's your own favorite coffee shop. And we're going to talk about teas and coffees here because I understand not all of you do coffee. So how do you order wisely? What can you order at these places? There are so many options. The first thing we all know, because you're a Trim Healthy Mama, is let's never order some fandangled thing full of sugar. You know,
like caramel macchiato with the real
like
sugar
Starbucks
thing.
Starbucks can be the healthiest place or it can be the unhealthiest place, depends upon what you order.
Yes.
Starbucks is neither good nor bad.
Well,
it's just what you order.
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe we don't agree with its politics, but you can get good drinks there.
There you go.
There you go.
I can shake your hand there.
So anywhere, you can go into the Blue Butterfly Cafe And because we're going to have classic options or Trim Healthy signature options, you can get a Breve, which I'm going to talk about, which is completely half and half steamed, right? Steamed half and half. Now, half and half is half cream and half skim, half milk.
And it's not half skim, I don't think.
No,
I think
it's half just milk, half milk. And it's milk very, and very, very calorie heavy and fat heavy. If you get a full cup of that steam, do you know how many calories you're getting?
And then if you just choose to have a slice of cake too.
Oh, but hold on. And let's say you get a honey breve, which are very, very common. Okay. We even have honey breves at the Blue Butterfly Cafe. You can get them there. But if you're having that very frequently, even though it might be technically somewhere on plan, it's going to cause you weight gain.
Right. And that's what we wanted to do. Why we wanted to do this pod is because we love you guys. And because we love coffee, we love tea, and we want people to be able to celebrate. And we want you to know how to go all the way and celebrate deep and know how to smartly enjoy coffee and tea and treats that you're having regularly.
Yes. So now I'm not going to talk about the Trim Healthy signature drinks at like our Blue Butterfly Cafe, which are all the Trimachinos and all those ones which we know are already weight loss friendly, okay? I'm going to talk about classic coffee drinks that you can get at any cafe, including our cafe. So let's talk about them. Let's first talk about lattes and cappuccinos.
Okay,
which
we're
are
done
similar.
With the breve, okay?
Well, we're going to see that. We'll do that again.
Okay.
Just to make sure because I'm worried about
the
breves.
Because we want to say what they could do.
Yeah.
If it's their celebration, go ahead and have that classic breve. But if it's your regular, this is what I do every weekend or every, then we'll show you an alternative.
Okay. So let's talk about lattes and cappuccinos. They're very similar. Lattes are a steamed milk, heated milk, but they don't have as much froth. Cappuccinos have a lot of froth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many people will get whole milk or skim milk or 2% milk lattes, right?
Or oat milk.
Oat milk.
Yes, and I want to talk about how to do oat milk, which is my fave.
Personally, though, I love and I find it very trimming and slimming in my, you know, postmenopausal life. I get almond milk lattes. I get them from our cafe and I can get them at other cafes where they're unsweetened, right? You know, and then you add your sweetener if you want your stevia sweetener. But I'm going to make a confession. Are you ready for it?
I'm totally.
You don't want to hear it. Sometimes, and not all the time, I go to Starbucks because I'm at an airport or something, and they don't have unsweetened almond milk. I still get their almond milk
latte.
Well,
I'll tell you why. Because it's more slimming than whether she chose to do it the unsweetened half and half.
Yeah, I just say to myself, okay, this is Pearl's way. You know, it's not quite on plan, but it works for me. It's never affected my weight. I wouldn't have it every single day, but I think here and there it's fine.
Yeah, and
I
when
get
you're
it with
rocking,
two stevias.
When you're rocking your goals, a little bit of honey here and there, a little, you're good.
Right.
So it's just fine for me now and then.
Right. Now, personally, I hate the taste of almond milk with coffee. So if you're like me.
Yeah, me too.
If you're like me, you can try the coconut milk unsweetened. Mm. And I hate that too.
Hate.
I'm one of those people that I'm very a snob to the pureness of the taste of coffee. And I don't like a little odd flavor in there.
It's odd.
Oat milk is the most neutral.
It's complimentary
it's
to
very,
the coffee.
It has such a creamy, neutral taste. Now,
see, I don't love it.
Now, if you had oat milk, the regular unsweetened oat milks from any Starbucks or whatever, oftentimes they're unsweetened, and you had it in a latte, it's going to be a little bit of a light crossover.
It depends because, on how much fat usually.
No, but can I tell you that if you have like a 12 ounce or whatever, it'll be a light crossover, but still it's less calories than if you had a heavy S.
Yeah.
Half and half thing. So go for it. But what I do is I have an Americana and I get them to steam a quarter of a cup of oat milk.
Beautiful.
That's only 2 grams of fat.
How many carbs is
and
that?
And like three grams of carbs or whatever, but
so
who cares about that?
Line.
I'm in fuel pool and it's so creamy and nice. So I always have an Americana with steamed oat milk
is
on the side.
Is it an Americana or an Americano?
Probably whatever you want.
It depends on who's ordering.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So now, Americano, let's talk about an Americano. It is always a great option to have, I think, depending upon what you do with it. A lot of times I will get an Americano, and if there's just half and half there, I'll put some in and I'll be like, this is fine.
A couple of tablespoons of half and half in an Americano is better. And if you go for a lighter roast, if you go to Starbucks and you get their regular burnt roast,
so much.
You have to put half a cup of cream in there to even be able to tolerate it.
Yeah.
I know.
If you get a lighter, one of their blonde roasts, you have to say blonde at Starbucks to get a normal kind of roast. Then you get to use less cream.
It's true. Or you can just use maybe a couple of one to two tablespoons of heavy cream for
just creamier. Yeah.
And that's a nice thing here and there. And some people do well with it. I don't use a lot of cream, honestly, in my current season. I'm postmenopausal and I am not dairy free, but I'm dairy light. So I choose my dairy very wisely.
Yeah. And I'm not dairy free. I'm actually dairy heavy in my life because I live on raw double fermented kefir, but I'm very dairy snobby.
Yeah,
and I won't touch cream. Mm. I won't touch cream because I'm like,
unless it's from your cows occasionally.
Raw cream. But I don't indulge in that as much as I do. I do whole raw double fermented kefir, and now I do whole raw goat's milk kefir. But the deal is that I'm just snobby. I'm like, why would I waste my dairy consumption on pasteurized cream? I'd rather wait and use it in the kefir.
Hey, in the Blue Butterfly Cafe, is there going to be like, I hate to call it weird stuff, but weird stuff like goat cream and such?
Well, you know, there's the weird stuff that we had in there, which I love. I've touted here and tooted its horn, the lovely nut pods. We're already taking it out because I was
people
the only
didn't
one
order
that... They would rot in their fridge because unless I came in, no one used it. But for those people who don't like the oat milk, even though it's a great, you know, lovely thing, and you don't like Pearl's almond milk or Danny's coconut milk or whatever, we are coming out with the
Danny's
best.
Danny's oat milk.
Danny, yeah. The best THM creamer that you can add to your Americanas. It's going to be dairy-free. It's going to rock your socks.
So what is it? It's not dairy.
Our creamer is made from MCT powder, but it's still light. It's a fuel pull. And it's got, this is what I love about it. It's got enzymes, digestive enzymes in it, which take whatever coffee you're having and kick all the acid out of it so it would never harm your digestive system.
And it has alkalining substances that are all natural
in
it.
Yes, and it's got thermogenic boosters in it. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we'll start having that at the cafe as something you can add to your Americano.
And so that's what I'll do instead of nut pods.
So it lowers the acid content.
Yes.
Lowers it.
Like and we went.
Neutralizes it.
Yeah. We went while we're working this whole thing out with our special food scientist guy, who's just amazing. I was like, oh, Pearl, don't tell me we're doing coffee creamy taste test because I can't do coffee on top of the fact that I had all these peppers for lunch. Like I'd fried up all these spicy hot peppers and I already had heartburn. I'm like, coffee on top of this, I'll be just in agony. Well, after a few sips of the coffee with this creamer in it, it took away the pepper burn and gave me no extra from dark coffee.
Mm.
It was really dark.
And so that'd be good because you can always take it with you on the go in your backpack.
And we're going to have it in little sachets as well as in larger bags.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay. You guys are like the one-stop shop.
I know. We hopefully
except
will be.
Except when you're out of stock.
I know, and that happens.
And now, I want to drop.
Now at the cafes, and we'll talk about Starbucks too, but and other places, but at the cafe, at our cafe, we have very rich, wonderful, like life by chocolate cake and carrot cakes, and it's all great. Like, please let's celebrate life. Please. And if it's your pilgrimage trip, have your special cappuccino and have your piece of cake. But if it's your coming in every Saturday, there might be a smarter way to choose. Okay, I'm going to lighten up my coffee and then have a piece of cake. Or I'm going to not have a piece of cake and I'm going to just have a heavier cafe and I'm going to have a little trim healthy bar to go or something.
But I love going into our cafe, you know, because I have to go. I'm in there. Well, it depends if I have to test something or not. But if I'm in there frequently, I have one of the e-muffins.
Oh, yes.
I love those e-muffins. And there's...
Well, I was just wondering if people were going to already have cream in their coffee.
A lot of people are fine with 1 to 2 tablespoons of half and half. And that's fine for them. That's not really heavy at all, Serene.
No, that's what I'm... Yeah, exactly.
You know, but it's just when... You know, my daughter Autumn and your daughter works there, right? And sometimes they say, Mom, people want us to put so much cream in their coffees. Is that okay? And I'm like, well, they don't probably understand that that's very heavy and it's okay for now and then. If they're just coming in for a now and then. Autumn said she had someone come in and they wanted steamed full cream. not just half and half, the whole cup was full cream, but that's like several thousand calories.
And they had a piece of cake. But they didn't realize. And no. She actually said that same wonderful person brought the plan book.
Yeah. And then,
and now comes back in and no one said anything and she orders totally different. Yeah. So it's just knowledge.
It is just knowledge.
And she's just as happy and loves her coffee.
Maybe there's like a cream sign or something that like gives like a cream guide. Like, hey, if you're at that way, there's no like judgment coming from the counter.
I know, you never want judgment, yeah, you know?
Right. I know. So we have actually put on our little cafe pamphlet, like little menu. We're going to have, we have the classic things, and we're going to have a lovely calorie rich.
For breve.
Yeah, what
we're
going to
say, are we going to describe what a breve is, and then we're going to say, in parentheses, decadent and calorie rich, just so people know.
That's killer.
And then that you can choose that if you want.
Because we don't want it to be just so because it's on a blue butterfly cafe that we're endorsing that you can lose your last stubborn pounds with this.
You can't. You can't.
Like anything. Yeah. Well, and that's, remember the belief when Wild Oats first came to town?
Yeah.
It's like, as long as I'm buying from there, I'm losing weight.
Well, talk about it with Trader Joe's. People, as long as their full groceries are bought at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, they're healthy.
And it could be all kinds of Trader Joe gummies, Trader Joe, like go through the whole gamut. Cereal. But it's got that name on it. So it's slimming people.
That's right.
Yeah, I want to say at Starbucks, what Pearl and I get when we're, you know, waiting in an airport before going somewhere together for Trim Healthy Mama, we get those egg white red pepper
bites.
Little
Aren't
bites.
They delicious.
They are yummy and they are totally on plan.
Yeah.
Now the ones with the guave cheese in it, they're a little heavier.
They're a little heavy, but I think they're still on plan, but I don't even like them.
No, but the egg white ones with the red pepper, they are so yummy. So we've had really great on plan breakfast at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
advertising.
I want to go back to drinks. And I want to talk about iced drink. Did we cover all the classic drinks? We've got Americano, which is just an espresso with hot water.
It's probably one of the safest ways to go.
And then you add your own cream. It's very safe.
What about Cortado?
Cortado.
Well, that's neither here nor there because whatever little tiny bit of milk you have in that, it's probably like half a tablespoon.
It's just not enough to do any.
Do gals like espresso, like motor oil type of stuff? You do?
I can't, but I love it.
Yeah.
Like to me, it's like, I've never tasted anything that has so grounded me into the depth of the life. Like I'm grounded now.
Oh, it's spiritual.
But here's the deal. I want to talk about iced drinks because they're so big and they get everybody off on the wrong track. Iced drinks is where all the sugar laden stuff is.
And we just want to say before we move on, any of those people that do tea in any of those ways, like a tea breve or a tea whatever, like an oolong, whatever, it all the same applies that we said to coffee.
You can do it exactly the same.
If you're having your tea steamed in all of a full half and half, that'll be your special decadent treat.
Yeah.
Or you can do
like a London Fog, which is black tea with steamed milk. And I get it with almond milk. I love it. London Fog.
Yeah.
But with iced, you can really get some great iced drinks safely. Mm-hmm. You just get your basic iced coffee, throw in some ice. And if you're like at Starbucks or any other cafe, you can throw in a little half and half. Or you know, some even almond milk or something like that. So half and half or heavy cream would be S. Almond milk is always the fuel pull.
And oats, you know, under half a cup, you're in good.
You're probably fuel pull or maybe E, depending upon the oat milk that they use.
Right. There is a light oat milk out there, but most places just have the regular. 7 grams of fat for one cup, but I only ever use a quarter of a cup.
Yeah. So I love your idea. Can you say it very clearly for other people to hear? Because I didn't know you did this.
Okay. So a regular oat milk is about 7 grams of fat per cup. And counting the fiber, you're only having 12 to 15 grams of carbs. Now, if you're having quarter of a cup of something, you are having, okay, so half of 7 is 3.5.
Yeah.
And half of that is basically under 2.
So you're in fuel pool.
Yeah.
So what you do is you ask for an Americano with room.
Yes.
Obviously quite a bit of room.
I actually don't because if I'm out and about, it's a strong place and I don't like the burnt taste of Starbucks. So I just like pour a little bit. Well,
pour a little bit out.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't ever ask for room.
Well, people might want to.
Okay, great.
So you ask for an Americano with room, and then you ask for on the side.
Now I don't ever tell them to measure quarter of a cup. I just say steamed oat milk on the side, and then I pour in what I know is quarter of a cup. At home, I measure it.
Okay.
I'm not going to get them measuring.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you could just say, hey, can you steam me half a cup of the oat milk?
Yeah, and I have had decadent, beautiful drinks when I know I'm
in. And
then
you pour in your quarter.
Yeah, when you could, like, see, even if you do half, you're still only.
Yeah, you're still pretty fuel pooling-ish.
I mean, you're still under the, yeah.
Or even if you do half, you're full fuel pool to E.
Which
but
I enjoy.
I've never had that. I'm going to try it.
The oat milk, Danny and I will swear by it, is the most neutral of all the plant
Agreed.
Milks.
And it's the creamy for me.
It's the creamy.
Do you know that they have, I think it's Oatly has extra creamy, an extra creamy version.
Oh, wow. Is it extra fat, I wonder?
I don't know how they make
that
magic.
I'll have a look
magic.
Into that.
Look in.
But you know what I do as a ninny before bed? Like a little adult breast milk before bed?
Oh,
I get my little measuring quarter of a cup because it's only like 2 grams of fat, you know? And I just pour in a quarter of a cup of oat milk and I sit on the couch.
And just nurse.
While my babies are asleep and I slowly nurse.
Just go back to your childhood.
I just sip it slowly. It's the creamiest, most decadent. You have to try it. You have to go get a nurse before bed.
I use a measuring cup as well. I just tilt my head back and open my mouth and I just dump it into my full mouth and then I'm out.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Oh, so can we do, Serene, a little like pre-order Addy type thing?
Yes, we can.
Because there's only 1 week left of this pre-order.
And Pearl has all of these awesome deets about it in front of her face on her Mac. So she's going to tell you the details and I'm going to say, go girl, every time she says a good deet.
No, I did want to say this because today, as you're listening to this podcast, there's only a week left of the I'm That Girl pre-order goodies that we're giving away. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to miss that.
Because we don't. We're so excited about it. That's like a little Christmas stocking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing to do with Christmas and we're not near Christmas, but we put a lot of thought into those little gifts.
Yeah. Well, the first gift is that it's $10 less, which is huge.
It is.
You know, for some people it's like, well, I'll wait till it comes out and that's fine too. Maybe you have, you know, finances will be better then. But I think that that $10 is huge. So it's $19.95 because it's a big chunky book.
You get a little taste of the audiobook, which is kind of like the most fun thing Pearl and I have ever done.
Yeah, so the first two chapters, we are recording the full audiobook of I'm That Girl, but we give you the first two chapters for free. So that's your entrance into the book. And actually, we've already heard back because the pre-sale's been going for a week now. It's 2 weeks long. We've heard back from so many of you guys that are loving it. So thank you. Serene, do you actually want to talk about what I'm That Girl is first?
Well, first of all, I want to say I hate listening to my own voice over again. Like, you know, it's always weird to listen to your own voice. But I'm going to buy. Maybe I can steal a copy from our office somewhere or get a zip drive from John. But I want a copy of the audiobook for my car because, you know, we wrote the jolly book. But sometimes it's been a while, you know, since we wrote it because we've been all doing kind of like getting the book all ready for publishing. But when we read it on the audio days where we record it, I am uplifted in my soul. I go home such a nicer person because there's just so much inspiration through scripture and just who we are, our true identity, how victorious we can live, man, how we can overcome. And I'm just like, I need it for my car so I can get little snippets of cheerleading my life as I go to do errands and stuff.
We're not very good at doing ads, obviously, because we would have said what I'm That Girl is all about when we first started.
Oh, that would have been right.
That would have been good, but we'll do it now. What is I'm That Girl? It's not a cookbook or a health book, but it's a life book.
It is all that by default, though.
It's an identity book, yes, because it's even a sex book.
Oh, it is.
I mean, you know, if you're not married, I mean, there's still a lot in there for you. It's not all about sex. But it's encouraging you in your identity of who you truly are. And, you know, we can give you all the cookbooks and all the plans and all that. It does nothing if you're an I'm That Girl who eats your emotions.
Yeah.
If your identity is stuck in that.
Or if your identity is stuck in the past, in wounds, in labels that people have put over you.
Or you've put on yourself.
Right. So it's just a book of freedom.
I know. And I hate sitting here like advertising our own book. I hate doing it, but a lot of people don't. Well, do I need that book? I'm just saying here, you so do need it. I'm like ordering you to get it.
Yeah. And I just want to say, it's not like we're trying to make a buck because actually Pearl and I came to our husbands and we said the other business side of it. And we said, we don't want to sell this book. We're just going to give it away for free because to whom much is given, we just want to give it away. Like, we didn't feel like it was ours to make money on. It was just...
But just so you know, Charlie kiboshed that.
Yeah, her husband.
I don't think we're getting any as writers, but...
Right, we're not going to take anything personally, Pearl and I, but... The point is that we so didn't even want to make money. So we're not trying to advertise so we can make money here. Our whole goal was to just give this away because it was information that changed our lives. And we enjoy every day more because of this information was blessed to us.
Yeah.
And so, like Pearl said, that idea was kibosh because the financial side of things, so we kind of can't
But we're
do that.
In an ad, so we have to speed it up.
But the reason, I just wanted to say we're not telling you to get it because we want to make a buck. We're telling you to get it because it changed our lives. We know it's going to change yours. We feel like it's more important than any of the recipe books.
We do. So the other freebie you're going to get real quick, John's looking at me like, this is supposed to be an ad, girls. You're also going to get a whole bunch of beautiful declaration I'm That Girl screensavers for your phone. They're like a calendar and for your PC, whatever you've got. They're beautiful. I think that's all. Free digital copy. You're going to get a free digital copy. And so many of you want to have book in hand, paper in hand. But I got to say this. I got to toot our own little horn, Serene, for a sec, because it's not really what we say. It's what others have said. It feels weird to say all this, but I want you to get the book. So I'm just going to say other people wanted to wait till the hard copy, but then they got reading a little bit or they heard our intro. They had to keep reading on their digital copy. So I'm going to read out just some of the things I've got back. I got a whole bunch of stuff. Serene, you haven't heard them.
I'm
going to
be hearing this for
you.
The first time.
I left out, because I haven't asked these people if I could use, you know, their names. So I left out all their personal stuff. So I just highlighted some stuff they said. Okay. So all the deets are not there. This woman said, best $20 I ever spent. Halfway through the audio, which I love, by the way, and I wish that all audiobooks were narrated by the sisters. And I've already sobbed twice. God bless you both. Thank you for listening to God and writing this book. And that speaks a lot to me, Serene, because it sort of gets you where you are. Mm-hmm. This lady says, I pre-ordered and already listened to the first two chapters. Phenomenal. I can't wait to dig into the book. Bless. It feels really weird that I'm saying all this, doesn't it?
No, because this is beyond us and it's not about us. And I so want them to get it.
You need to listen to this because you've heard no feedback at all because you're not on the thing. I just wanted to say thank you for this book. I'm beginning chapter 3. Even though I'm more of a paper girl, I couldn't put it down. And I truly needed to say thank you to you and Serene for writing this much needed book. This other mama says, thank you, Pearl and Serene, for writing your newest book, I'm That Girl. I've just finished listening to the audio and it spoke volumes to me. I have all the cookbooks and I know what to do. In all honesty, I've started THM over so many times that I just wanted to give up and forget putting me and my health first. This girl who has self-sabotaged my goals so many times when I would get so close to reaching the next mini goal. There are no excuses that I haven't attempted to use, but this book reminds me that I am that girl who doesn't give up, who knows my very true worth in him. He is the reason I breathe and live. He will continue to walk beside me and help me along this journey. I have what makes me my best self. I can't do this alone, but with his help and the help of all my fellow mamas, I am that girl who knows her true worth and makes the choices that reflect the same. Thank you for reminding me of this. You have helped change my life and countless others. Thank you. Then last one. I'll do last one, then we'll leave you alone from this very long ad. She said, well, I pre-ordered I'm That Girl and listened to the audio download this morning. It was like Pearl and Serene was just shooting me in the chest with little truth bullets. I left some out. And then she said, I decided I was no longer that girl that hurts and takes offense and feels sorry for myself. I am that girl survives. I am that girl that thrives. I am strong and I make healthy decisions for my body and also my mind starting now. So I got a lot of others, but I'm going to stop. But yes, John. John's saying, how do I get the book? This was all he wanted us to say. How to pre-order. How do you pre-order? You go to the website. Yeah, there's a nice big graphic. If you got the email, if not, go to our website and click on what, John? There's a store banner at the top with it. Click on it. You've only got one more week. It finishes on the 8th, right? Finishes on the 8th. Okay, that's my big long ad. Hey, can I talk about ice drinks now?
Yes, I thought you did.
No, you stopped me. You went back into somewhere.
Oh, you're half through.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, get it. I was halfway through.
Yeah.
You can also get like whatever, a lot of places have stevia sweetened syrups and add them. So there's your sweet part to it.
And always carry a few sachets in your pocket of stuff.
Always carry stevia. I always have some super sweet in a tiny little craft bag. You know those tiny craft bags? I'm like, Danny, I just carry stuff in my backpack.
But I have like little candy pouches from xylitol, little mints from my children, and I keep them all. And some have mineral salt, some have stevia, and I have them all in my purse.
Yeah, so ice drinks are great, you know, for summer. I'm not much of an iced coffee person. I like it hot, but I know that many people, especially in summer, don't even do hot coffee, right? But it's just so easy to do. Get it iced.
You could do a cold brew with a little oat milk on the side, or a cold brew with a little half and half.
Or almond half and half, or heavy cream. Those are your options, people.
One tablespoon of heavy cream and you're great.
But all we're saying is, beware of the breves. Don't get sugar-laden drinks. And pretty much that's it, right?
And beware of doubling up on a regular basis, where you double up heavy coffee, heavy dessert.
Yeah.
On a regular basis, please do it on your celebration times.
Yeah.
I will be doing it.
Yeah, but every morning's not like coffee and croissant, right?
Right, no.
Yeah. No, no, no. Do we have anything else to say about... What do you get when you go to a coffee shop? I mean, you're a green tea man, right? I mean,
well, I either get, you know what bothers me is nobody has a sugar-free matcha green tea latte.
Well, we do.
The matcha
we're going to.
And the matcha always comes
in there.
Comes with sugar.
Yeah.
We're doing a matcha latte at the Blue Butterfly Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Look, when you're charging $6 for something, can you buy just matcha powder? What? When you're not going to make five of those $6? Like,
I know.
Were you only going to make four? Like, just buy matcha powder, people. Coffee shop owners out there.
So what do you get? Because you're not a coffee person. What do you get?
I think he would love it. It just sends him crazy.
On the rare times that I order at a coffee shop or go to a coffee shop,
Danny, it's like you were born in a coffee shop. What's
you should be.
I know. And then now I have a cafe racer style motorcycle. And
you should go down to the Blue Butterfly Cafe.
Oh,
you love it.
Well, you're like a long ways from my house. Right. But hey, when I'm out this way, I'll probably take extra 30 minutes or something and just swing in.
You walk in there, you will be...
So that they can sign the back.
You will be a very... People going to want pics with you.
Are people in there?
Yeah,
like people are just hanging out?
It's busy.
They hang.
It's super biz.
No way.
That's cool.
Well, I've never been.
I know.
Well, you know, I only found out that it was existed because I drove past it accidentally.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there's a coffee.
But on the outside, the one here looks so terrible.
So tacky, man.
Yeah. If I didn't know you, I'd never pull in.
No. You have this big sign out, like, it's called Trim Healthy Cafe right now. And it's like, what is
amazing
it called?
Coffee.
Amazing coffee, healthy food. But it's like on this
banner.
Brick place that you'd never walk into next to a cigarette
I think there's a
shop.
Smoke and vape next door.
Old,
there's a smoke
trashy
and vape
country
next door.
Market.
You don't know, but then when you walk in, everything changes.
I've had people walk in and say, am I still in?
Yeah.
Am I still in Sandoval? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that was good. You used a different word.
Yeah, I did.
No, it's just not the place you would think that it's going to have the cafe.
Yeah, so when I do go and meet somebody for coffee or something, and it's just, I'm like a social coffee drinker.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
Yeah, it's like, oh, everyone's having coffee. I'll get espresso. Well, it's a cortado, but it's essentially espresso with steamed oat milk or just oat milk. And because of the quantity, I can't do a full coffee. It just hurts. It's just bad. But I can.
The flavor doesn't hurt him, new peeps in the room, but he just wants to kill all the aliens. Like, he gets so psycho after a full cup.
Yeah, I like a shot or two of motor oil coffee.
I know, but you're still getting the same amount of espresso.
But I don't drink it all.
Oh, okay.
I just nurkle it just because we're here together.
But to me, it's like, I don't know, I'm such a coffee person that coffee's an event to my day every day. My morning coffee is an event and my afternoon coffee is an event, and it's not even just the taste and what it does for me, because I don't really feel a lot anymore because I have two coffees a day now. I mean, I went to one, but now I'm just like, my stomach is just so healed so I can have two. It's so psychological, and it's just
What's your nurse?
Beautiful.
It's like a toddler still thinking he has to have that two nurses a day still.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm like 90% anti-coffee too.
Really?
God made it so full of
antioxidants.
I think it's useful, like, if you're going to fall asleep at the wheel occasionally, but like...
It's so healthy, Dan.
I know it's healthy,
so
but man,
healthy.
You know...
You just want to swim the other
way.
Okay,
look, and it's not you guys. It's like our country is so psychotic these days.
Not from psychotic from coffee. It's psychotic from sugar.
Yeah, but what a perfect compliment to our mania.
Nah, it's sugar. Nah. Yeah. Bomb him off. Like dong.
Bell. Okay, we've been to Guatemala and lived there.
Bell. Where that was the word. I was trying to say bell.
Okay.
Bomb. Dong. Wong.
Danny, bell, you need to come with us to a mountain 8,000 yes. feet up.
When are you going to take
Wei
a brother?
In Wei-Wei-Tenango. And let me give you another idea of coffee. Villagers. The women are walking around bare-breasted.
You had to really con them into it that way.
No, but I want you to understand the rawness and just the purity of all this. They don't know that that is considered taboo in our culture.
Yeah.
They're just fresh and pure and beautiful and feeding their babies.
Yeah, yeah.
The men have these, each of them have their own little plot up in a mountain where no traffic, no fumes, no nothing.
Mm. And beautiful red berries
and
all over the trees.
And they nurture this.
The blue butterfly is kissing the red berry, Danny.
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
And they're nurturing this little plot of land, each one of these villages. They run up and down this hillside where it's so steep. Serena, we're falling down. Yeah, but they run up and down. And the bees are pollinating this coffee. And the villages there are healthy.
And we ask them, so what age do you let your children around here start drinking coffee? He's like, oh, about one.
Mm. Or these families, coffee is the integral part of their culture. These ones up here on this mountain, they're healthy. They're vibrant. The coffee is full of antioxidants.
And they're chill people, right?
It's not slash and burn. Well, you know, these are the happiest, beautiful,
okay,
it's like
America,
some people, peanuts are good for them, and other people, peanuts aren't so great. Now, so I'm with you, Danny. I love coffee, but I'm never going to go and start bashing it because I can't use it right now. Like, it makes me very, 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 very wound up. But I still love it and I still believe in it.
Yeah.
And I'm asking the Lord for healing because I hate the taste of decaf. It just doesn't really do
it's
it
not
for
the
me.
Same. Well, that's where I'm at too. It's like, I know what it does to me. And so when I'm getting cut off by the big white truck on the interstate every 5 seconds, I'm just like, yeah, that's America's problem, coffee.
Yeah, but it doesn't hit them like that. My 7-year-old can drink coffee twice a day and just fall straight to sleep.
Yeah, I wouldn't look at America and think coffee's your problem.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of other stuff. I actually think, do you know where most of Americans get their antioxidants? Coffee. If not for coffee, there'd be a lot more diseases in this country.
A lot more death. Wow. In Italy, Pearl.
Oh, coffee, you go to Italy, Dan.
Coffee is just, it's the staple.
Are you guys ever going to are we really going to these places or?
Well, I don't know, but you need to come with us one day.
Make your husband take. To do this
when the world opens up again, Dan. When the world opens up,
because we can vision cast, but I can hear Charlie like, I don't have to own another ticket. She won't.
Danny
doesn't need a ticket. When do we record again? We'll have him there and we'll talk about it.
He would say he doesn't need a ticket.
He doesn't need a ticket. He doesn't need it. That's how he'd say it.
Since when has he stepped foot in our cafe?
No, that's all he'd say. He would only say one sentence. Yeah. He doesn't need a ticket.
Yes.
And he'd stand there with his hands on hips. Yep. Danny's doing Charlie now.
He'd do his half smile.
Yeah.
Like the whole time we're pitching it to him, he'd be going.
Yeah.
And he kind of gets his thumb and forefingers together and he puts it underneath his belt and he hikes his pants up 2 inches higher after he said something of poignancy. You know, you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, but none of you guys are seeing this, so you're not really. Yeah.
Now he's tucked in. He looks like John Travolta.
Yeah, Danny just tucked his shirt on. I've never seen you with a tucked in shirt.
He tucks and he rocks. He rocks on his toes. And
he
just
doesn't thrust with the jeans that much.
Okay, I was a bit much.
You were pelvic thrusting.
Okay.
It was a bit much.
That was
disgusting.
He goes
between hands on hips and he's tall, so he shortens himself. He'll widen his legs a little bit to get on your height. Not yours, but ours.
I think that's all. What did we not cover? People
we covered
ask,
too much. We
that's
could
all
have
covered.
Like,
let's go.
Got the last 5 minutes and deleted it.
We probably could have, but that was fun.
We said it all. We're out of here.